God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to send it up to Larry H. Vader here on this Memorial Day. He's up there in the death copter with Larry the veteran.
Ooh.
And, So, Larry, what can you tell us? Where are you? I don't hear the death copter. Oh, there it is.
We're audio professionals waiting on
a little.
Big Fatty, we're here. We're live. We're live here in the death copter. It's me and and Larry the veteran.
Hi,
yes.
Larry.
Hi. By the way, tell Larry I saw his picture on the front page of the post in Korea this morning.
Well, it is not Veterans Day, but y'all, unfortunately, Larry the veteran is not being celebrated for Memorial Day. But anyway, that either. The death copter does not have a turlet. Big Fatty,
no.
we're here in the L.A., North L.A.
L.A.,
right over the 101.
Forest Lawn? Oh, yeah. The 101. Yeah. Okay.
Big Fatty, we're watching the traffic.
Yes, well, I hear that, you know, it's a holiday weekend, so you gotta be careful. You just never know who's gonna be driving out of control over there on the 101.
Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, so right now we have is that a jalopy? I'm not sure what that is. Oh, Lord. Larry,
is there a paneled station wagon? Paneled station wagon,
maybe?
It is.
It's green. It's green. Everyone, stand back.
My, you're awfully close to that action.
Just do this.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 20th.
Monday.
Ooh, excuse me. The 26th of May, 2025, in the memorialized year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who is celebrating Memorial Day with a day off from the coal mine, Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, even on such a...
Well, we memorialized the correct spelling.
Correct. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is the one who is not off because it's Memorial Day. He's off because he's retired and fat. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi, but before we get into the show, let me be the first. Let me be the first to wish everybody a happy Meetapalooza today.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, you know, that's taking place up there in the Connecticut, up in the Burries. Oh, yeah.
We weren't invited, so.
I was.
Oh. Well, let me do that again. Ooh, I wasn't invited. y'all, as we're recording this.
Yes.
It was supposed to just rain a little bit today. Y'all, it has basically rained off and on all day long here on the Sunday of the Memorial Day weekend. I believe that's Memorial Day. Y'all, I can't tell how hard. I could look out the window, I guess. But I can't tell how hard it's raining because I'm upstairs. The Vader Family Recording Studio is on the second floor. It always sounds louder up here.
Now, by the way, I saw that Acorn Stairlifts has a Memorial Day sale going on. I'm sure you've got called them for an estimate, right?
Y'all, I kid you not, after we talked about all of the Acorn Stairlift things last week, I started getting ads for the Acorn Stairlifts on the FaceSpace, one of those things, one of those social media things. So, y'all, which, truthfully, if they're advertising on the FaceSpace, they know their audience. I will say that. So, but y'all, I am not quite ready for the Acorn Stairlift, though. Y'all, as many times as I've had to go up and down these stairs today, I could probably use one. If nothing else, just send the laundry up. Y'all, I hate laundry. Hate it. And y'all, there's a lot. There's a lot of it this week. Now, yes. As we recorded last week, wasn't my gentleman caller, was that last week or week before? Y'all, this week is gone.
Yes, I think it was last week. You were rushing out to go meet your old MRGC.
My most regular gentleman caller. Y'all went over to the big circle, had a beverage, and had a duck fat fry.
I know where you went.
Well, right. Yeah, I don't like that place, but you know, whatever. They were visiting, so.
Well, there's too many tattoos there.
Right. Right. And moose. I mean,
yes.
Meese.
Hi, Moose Pee.
Yeah. Hi.
There's never too much of Moose Pee.
Well, there's only one of him.
Actually, Moose Pee has tattoos.
Well, there you go. Actually, is it his restaurant?
It may be. But you've just disparaged it.
Well, if it's his restaurant, I'm sure it's lovely. But y'all, it's not. And so, y'all, it's fine. It's one of those places that it's fine. Like, it's just, it's not. Here's the thing.
It's fine.
It's fine. And everyone's like, ooh, the food. Y'all, the food is not why you go there. You go there for the beverage, no beverage. And y'all, they do serve the beverage, no beverage there. Y'all, they serve the smallest drinks there. They even sell the pony beers, which are the little tiny ones. And I don't enjoy that. But either way, y'all did that. And it was fun. We finished recording at 5:30. I ran out the door, literally ran out the door. Y'all, I think I was home by 7 o'clock. it was, good Lord.
Well, memory lane doesn't have to take a long time.
Right, right. Y'all, the rain, if you've been watching the forecast here, y'all, they can't get it right. And they'll say for an hour and a half, it's going to stop in 5 minutes. And
it's starting here now.
Oh, well, maybe it's moving that way.
It's coming down.
My gutters are still clogged. They won't come fix them. So
that's, I don't have gutters.
Yeah. But, you don't have to water the trees this week with all this rain. But
it's true.
But, yeah. But, y'all, the coal mine was super busy this week. But that's...
Wait a minute. You know how the kids say it. It was soups busy.
Well...
And, you know, the old people love soups.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, y'all, I had some big projects this week, but then, this always reminds me, because this is when the G'days, we used to leave right around the Memorial Day to go down to the G'days.
Right.
And so, y'all, this is a terrible time of year for me to travel. So, ooh, y'all, I can hear it raining at the villa through the... Let's be quiet for a second so you can hear it.
Well, here, I'll open the window.
You don't need to.
We'll get the full effect. Here we go.
Ooh.
PWWO,
everyone. PWWO.
Podcasting with windows open. Here we go.
Ooh.
You hear that?
Y'all, it is.
Huh?
It is raining.
It is TTing over here.
It is. But y'all.
This is filthy. You go ahead and talk. I'm going to clean that up.
Y'all. Oh, and now there's an area of Plano coming over, which we'll hear super, super loud when it gets over the villa, if it's heading that direction. Y'all, let's give you a little bit of that. What is that, ASMR? So we'll just let it rain for a second.
Soon it's gonna rain, I can hear it. Soon it's gonna rain, I can tell. And will not complain. If it never stops at all.
will Ooh. Y'all Big Fatty just gave her a wipe, and she has sharded herself that window.
Well, no, it's the pollen.
Ooh, this is riveting. Riveting.
It is riveting.
Y'all, I don't... So. I caulked around my window, so I don't think they open anymore. But,
Oh.
Y'all, let's, While Big Fatty's doing that, and there's all this ambient noise, let's do this.
How's your whole
family?
How's your whole...
Y'all...
Family...
Got the phone call on Tuesday afternoon from the Hat Arena. And she said, your aunt just texted me and she can no longer take me to my doctor's, to my surgery, to my cancer surgery. And y'all, the appointment was for 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning.
Now, and this is that 8 a.m. in the morning?
It is. It is. Oh. And y'all, this is about noon on Tuesday. So y'all, I had to wrap up what I was doing at the coal mine and head home, pack a bag, get in the jalopy, hoist up it. And y'all, I think Wednesday was one of those days, or Tuesday was one of those days, that it was like 96 degrees.
It was awful.
Yeah, I need to get the windows tinted in the jalopy because they just let in all the heat. And so y'all, anyway, got there, got settled. Y'all, Father Hat was exhausted, got him in the bed, and...
From what?
I don't know. And so, y'all, got up the next morning, took the Hat Arena. Y'all, we had to leave an hour and a half before the appointment.
Of course.
Because, you know, traffic. And, yeah. Y'all, there was traffic, but it took us 45, 47 minutes exactly to get there. And so... Y'all, it's still raining at the building. It is stopped here. But y'all, they were running an hour and a half behind. So we waited 2 hours and 15 minutes for her to get taken back for her procedure.
Oh.
And y'all, they had to go in twice. The first time didn't get it all, so they had to go back.
Oh.
And do it again. And then they had to do all the surgery to close it up. Y'all.
That's the cauterize.
No, that she has 15 sutures, 15 stitches.
Oh.
Yeah. And because they had to do some sort of special way, because otherwise it would have made her eyebrow be permanently cocked up. So, what? Yeah, exactly. And so they didn't want to do that. But y'all, the Hat Arena was a medical professional.
Yes.
But they
make the worst patients,
well,
don't they?
I realized they were worried about her blood pressure, and y'all, she doesn't have the high pressure.
I thought you were going to say she doesn't have blood pressure.
Right. Y'all, she doesn't have the high pressure, but she was so nervous because she has never really been a patient other than regular, you know, doctor's visits and things. And y'all, she didn't even have those until the last 10 years because she worked in the doctor's
office. She wasn't old.
Well, and she just... I mean, she probably just prescribed herself whatever she needed.
Oh, Lord.
Because, you know, whatever. So, y'all, she was chatty. She's just like me. It's where I get it from. When she gets nervous, she gets chatty. And y'all, we sat there. And finally, I walked up there and I was like, you know, we haven't heard anything. And we just want to make sure that they haven't been calling her name. Because, y'all, the waiting room was about 10 feet wide and 60 feet long. And we were not near the door they were calling from. And I said, I just want to make sure, you know, we didn't miss it because we can't hear because it's loud in there as well. There's, a lot of people, a lot of talking, a lot of penguins.
Sure.
And she was like, I don't know what you expect. And I was like, the admin. And I was like, I just wanted to know whatever. And she's like, she's next. So, of course, that was 45 minutes. They called about 10 people ahead of her.
But she was next.
Uh-huh. But either way, y'all, she liked the doctor. She liked the nurses once she got back. She let them know that the behavior up front was unacceptable. And this is coming from her expert opinion. Y'all, it's still pouring down rain at the villa.
It is.
Y'all, she got out of there about 12:30. So, y'all, we had been there 4.5 hours at that point.
Ooh.
And as soon as they took her back, I went over. There's a Dunkin' Donuts down the... this place is off Sunset Boulevard in West Columbia.
Sunset Boulevard. And,
which is it's a big, big road. Like, lots of business. Like, on the end we were on, it's a lot of medical business. The other end is, like, you know, restaurants, bars, things
pawn
like
shops.
That in downtown Columbia. But we were on the West Columbia side. Either way. But my cousin works at a hospital near there, so I texted her, and I was like, oh, are you done with your surgeries? And she was like, yeah, we're just hanging out. And I said, well, I'm going to go to the Dunkin'. You want to chit-chat? And so she came over, and we hung out at the Dunkin' for a while, and the Hatterina called and said, oh, they got to go again. You know, whatever. Everything's fine. Uh-huh. Y'all. So anyway, had McCaffrey's, picked the Hatterina up, think we're done. And she says, you know, I'm a little hungry. And I said, well, you should be.
Well, that's music to your ears.
I said, you should be. It's 12:30. So, y'all, we went and had the Rush's Hamburglers. So good. And then took her home and got her all situated. Oh. Y'all, it's slowed down there just like it has here. But got her all situated.
Yep,
checked on the father hat. Got him all situated because, you know, she wasn't supposed to do anything physical. And, you know, she has a storage building, and it's got a ton of furniture in it right now. So she runs a dehumidifier during the day just to keep it, you know, from molding and mildew.
Dehumidified.
So went up there and fiddled with all that. Went up and got the jalopy and because I had charged it up there. You know, I like to use their power. And got in the jalopy, y'all. And then here we go again. But y'all, they've closed a bunch of the bridges on that side of I-26. So I had to, because they're widening it and whatever. So y'all, I had to go a weird way. But y'all got home about 4:30 on Wednesday night. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you, I haven't had a drink since Vegas, but I did that night. But, you know, the Hatterina's doing well. She was able to take the bandage off Friday, so I was FaceTiming with her, and I saw everything, and it looks good. So she's okay, and they're fairly confident they got all of the basal cell. It wasn't a melanoma.
Right.
And so all is well. But, y'all, then on Friday, went to work, and then left work at 11:30 a.m. And y'all, I had to go to the Savannah, because y'all.
Right. You had to get the tires or something, right?
Well, I needed a tire rotation, which I would not have driven to the Savannah for the record. I was just going to Discount Tire on Ashley Phosphate Road. Y'all, I was having the problem. We thought I was too fat and had broken the seat in the jalopy.
Oh, right.
And so when you sat down and closed the door, the car shut off. But turns out that was very much not the problem. The entire radar system had shorted out. So
did they tell you that the problem was not that you were too fat?
Well, I didn't talk to anyone, but I'll check the appointment notes. Because, y'all, you do it all on the app. And so I pulled up, y'all, it was the craziest thing. I pulled up. They knew it was me. Like, this screen knew it was me when I pulled up. I checked in, turned off pin to drive in the jalopy, which is where you put in a 4-digit or 6-digit something code to drive. And I do that for safety reasons. And then,
of course,
y'all got out, got my backpack out of the trunk.
Yeah.
Because I had my laptop and everything from the coal mine. And went and sat down. And all of a sudden, y'all, the car drove away.
By itself?
Yes. So it was the craziest thing. And it let me try.
Were you expecting that?
Well, I didn't know how it worked. But apparently this is the thing they do with, like, very specific locations. And so, y'all, getting to this place, though, y'all, it is in Midtown Savannah. And there is no easy way to get there. And it's on Abercorn, but it's after Abercorn.
Oh, well, over there on Abercorn you might as well be at LAX. You know, that's where the gangs and
y'all,
all are.
It's true. It's very true. But, y'all, either way, I got a brrr, brrr, in the Tessellator app, and it said, Larry, we've rotated your tires, and now we're starting on the other issue, and then we found the issue, and your entire radar system is short-circuited, and so we're going to have to replace that. And I was like, oh, great, that's whatever. And y'all, I kid you not, 8 minutes later, your car's ready. You can go ahead and go. So, y'all, this was about, I got there at 2:30, and this is about 3:50, 3:45.
Well, so you could have had a dentist appointment while you were there.
I could have. So, y'all, I was very pleased with that. And y'all got in the car, and the car was sitting there with the air conditioning running in a pickup spot. So that was lovely. Got in the jalopy, drove over to the motel. Y'all, I had decided to stay the evening because, truthfully,
wait a minute. Did you say drove over to the hotel?
Yeah. How else would I have gotten there? It was like 8 miles down the street. Oh, well, sorry. Got back in the jalopy. Y'all, and of course there was an accident.
Y'all.
But
y'all,
either way,
he's gonna need an Acorn chairlift for the brain.
Right. Got there, y'all. It was the motel. Well, it could have been nicer. Just gonna be honest. It wasn't. It was not gonna win any awards. But I knew the area, which is why I chose it. And
it's always so good to know the area.
Well, I knew there were some restaurants and things there. Also, the hotel had the complimentary electric jalopy charging. So, I knew that would be good. So that whatever, y'all. Now you may remember this name, but for dinner on Friday night, I got back in the jalopy.
Uh huh.
And went back into Midtown. And y'all had dinner with the Tomo.
Oh, how is the Tomo?
Fat, but he is great. And y'all, he had gone to Whole Foods. Y'all, he told me this whole story. He has to take an Uber because his car got stolen in October. And,
oh, my God.
But that's because he left it running with the keys in it on the street. For 3 hours because he forgot. And it was later used in a homicide, so he did not want it back when they recovered it several months later. But either way, y'all, he had Ubered to Whole Foods. It's actually a couple blocks away. He probably walked. But y'all, he bought this steak, and it must have been four pounds. It was 3 inches thick.
Oh,
and he had reverse seared it, y'all.
What is reverse sear?
So he sous vide. I think in this case he actually sous vide it to the temperature he wanted that afternoon, and then when we were ready to eat, he threw it in a cast iron skillet and just seared the outside. But it was already cooked on the inside. And y'all,
got it.
This steak was one of the best steaks I've ever had. But he cooked a classic Tomo meal. But y'all, it saved me some money. I took the dessert, y'all. Went to the Von's East and got the tres leches cake.
Oh, you know, Crooked Hat loves a tres leche cake.
Y'all, that Von's East tres leches was delicious. Either way, saved me some money because, y'all, the Tomo isn't drinking right now. So I didn't have to buy the wine, and I didn't have to Uber to the Tomo. So I considered that a win.
Mm. Yeah. Now, did you leave your jalopy running with the keys in it while you were there?
I did not. Luckily, mine does turn off when you walk away, since I don't have a
key. And you don't have a key anyway.
Or a button to turn it on and off. Like it doesn't have any of that. But y'all, got up Saturday. Y'all, I could not sleep Friday night. I was wound up tight for some reason.
Ooh, a little tight.
I had decided, y'all, I was going to go to the Tanger outlets there in the Savannah because they have a few stores that we don't have in Charleston, or at least, no, actually, they definitely don't. And, you know,
Catherine Stout Shop.
You were closer than you know, but, you know,
Ross Dress for Less.
Oh, no, there's one of those right here by the Vader Family Compound. But, y'all, y'all, I knew how to get to the tank. I was right on the side of I-95. Y'all, getting home. Needless to say, that stretch of I-95, I've driven 500 times, probably.
And it's awful.
It is 1,000,000% awful. But I figured, you know, how many hundreds of times have I driven back from Orlando and the campground through that stretch? So,
right.
You know, I know that there are ways around all of that if you need to. And y'all, I don't know what was wrong with me, but I got thrown off because Hortensia was banging on the hotel room door telling me to get out at 9:30 a.m. And I had slept in because I was up late, but also I had nothing to do on Saturday. So y'all, I got in the jalopy, loaded all my stuff up. I didn't forget anything that we're aware of yet. And I was like, why in the world would this jalopy be telling me to do this roundabout way and go up through downtown Savannah to get to Pooler? I was like, it's like 5 miles up the interstate right there. I was like, there's a little bit of traffic. Y'all, there had been an incident.
Uh-oh.
And a tractor trailer had overturned.
What, had it been incontinent?
Y'all, I sat for an hour. Sat still for an hour. So, but that is the benefit of having the e-jalopy. Y'all, she handles that very well. She'll inch and move as she needs to. And when I'm in park like that, y'all, I can watch the YouTubes and the Netflixes and all that good stuff. So,
well, you know, the Cricket Hat watches all that while the car is moving. It doesn't drive him itself.
Right, of course not. No, he's from Arkansas. That's,
well, I believe it's Arkansas.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah. Anyway, so, love your Cricket Hat. I mean, not really, but, I mean, yeah. Can't wait for you to come visit Big Fatty. So.
Well, I need to write that on the calendar.
Rain stopping soon? Oh, perfect. Y'all did my shopping. And then I was like, well, and y'all, they had the complimentary power at the Tanger, so I was able to top back
up. Wow, look at you.
And, you know, only reason I care is because I didn't want to have to deal with it when I got home. And so, y'all, I am, and from there, you're under 100 miles to Charleston, and I'd say 35 of those miles are interstate. Now, the next 65 are two-lane or four-lane highway, like
it's country. Better than it used to be.
Oh, well, when was the last time you drove it? Because it seems to have turned into one big pothole in the last year, I would say, since I drove it last, since I saw the Bacons. But y'all, either way, I went and got a coffee, and I knew better than to drink the coffee late in the day. But you know, I was like, gosh, there's a lot of traffic. And y'all, the car is telling me that it's going to take me 3 hours to get home. And I was like, what in the world could this be?
Are you back at the 101?
I was on. There had been a spin out. And then Georgia, which is three lanes each way of I-95, condenses down into two lanes in South Carolina. Or actually the bridge going over the Savannah River into South Carolina. Y'all, 40 minutes to get through that. But either way, y'all got home and didn't buy a single thing at the Tanger because it was all too expensive. But y'all, I had a...
It's the tariffs.
It precisely, because it all came from Mexico. Because I was at the Wrangler Lee denim store. Because, you know, I like a good jean. But y'all, it was... Got home, and I really need to add this sound effect. But I got a broop, broop, and it said...
Hi!
Hey, yeah, so-and-so and so-and-so, surprise, they're in Myrtle Beach for the weekend. Do you want to go to the Pulse Ultra Club?
Right.
This evening. And to which I said, absolutely not. but thank you for asking. I said,
so-and-so and so-and-so have been in town all weekend.
What? No, so these are people that I know that live in Arizona. Now.
Different so and so's.
Oh, I didn't. Do I know the other so and so's that are here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Oh, yes. I know they're here. Yeah. I know they're here. They're here with, we'll call him Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah, they're here with Kevin. Yeah. They did not reach out to me because the last time they did, they canceled on me and they knew that they only got one shot. So, but anyway, let's do this since we're out of time.
Let's do it.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody. Miss Bacon's question, dead. Or her voice letter, dead, but she didn't notice because she doesn't listen.
What?
But from last week. Either way, Big Fatty's going to read me the names of some folks born on this day, and I have to tell them if they're dead or alive, and I do not know. Y'all, I'm terrible at this, but then I have to educate you.
Yeah, Peggy Lee.
Oh, gosh. She's alive, and I know that because I saw her on TV. Well, unless she's just died. I saw her on TV at Kerma because Target re-released the Rockin' Around the Kerma Tree.
Oh, yeah.
But she's a musician.
Peggy Lee. Yeah. Peggy Lee is an American singer. She sang Fever. Na, 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 na. And she died in 2002.
Oh.
And she sang in Lady and the Tramp. James Arness.
Oh, God. Dead? I'm going to go with dead. James Arness was an actor, and he was really, y'all, he's this old, all I remember him from is being the old man in a bunch of sitcoms in the 80s. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
James Arness is indeed dead. He is an American actor, or was an American actor, and he was Sheriff Dillon on Gunsmoke.
He was, but Chris, he was the he was a bunch of other
Chris in Tennessee from New Jersey from Tennessee knew that one. Jack Kevorkian.
Ooh, y'all! I assume Dr. Kevorkian is still with us, but in prison. But y'all, he went to jail for helping people kill themselves.
Jack Kevorkian is an American pathologist and right to die activist. Dead as a doornail.
Oh, really?
Evidently, 2011.
Lord.
So, Brent Musburger.
Oh, God. He is alive, and y'all, he is still announcing the sports ball on the ABC, I believe it is.
Brent Musburger is an American sportscaster. On CBS Sports, ABC, ESPN, and have we got time for just one more?
We're making up time today, so go for it.
Well, you know, the weather took up a lot of the time. Sally Ride.
Ooh, too soon.
Ooh,
too soon. Play this one more time. Dead for 21 years. Ish, right? 1984? But yeah, she was the first female astronaut.
Sally Ride is indeed dead. She was the first American woman to go into space. Died in 2012.
Really?
Yeah.
Sally Ride
flies when you're... Huh. Time flies when you're old and forgetful.
I guess so. Oh! It probably was some sort of space-borne illness that killed her. Was she living in the Walnut Hills?
Well, she was born in Los Angeles, so I'm sure she went over to Thousand Oaks and Walnut Hills, and or was it Sherman Oaks? I get confused.
They all sound the same to us.
Thousand though. Sherman, right. You know.
Right, it's true.
What can I say? So any big Memorial Day plans for you?
I'm going to no. No, y'all, I did my laundry on Sunday, so I can put my feet up on Monday. And then on Tuesday, got to go take the Hatterina to get her stitches out. So,
you're not driving up Sunday night, so you can spend an extra day up there? Okay, great.
No.
Anything special you're going to cook?
You know what?
Memorial Day meatloaf with cone teeth?
Just some wieners.
Oh.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, you might want to check the expiration date on those wieners. You know, some of them are probably 69 years old.
Ooh.
Too soon. Not really.
No. I have to stop myself because I'll just say something terrible and I'll be mean. Okay, I'm just going to stop it now. Okay.
Okay.